The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
When you are in an offseason that's going to require you to pay Laremy Tunsil a record-setting contract, and you are probably going to pay Deshaun Watson, if not a record-setting, a very close-to-record-setting contract, you cannot make your kicker the third highest paid kicker in the league. 4 years, 17 plus million, nine guaranteed million dollars for a kicker. Speaking of coronavirus ruining things, the Ivy League tournament was canceled today.
I gotta be careful with this because I'm so sick of this overreaction to this damn thing. It is not the plague. It is not the end of the world. It's a bad flu. And yeah, why don't we just be smart? Why don't we just wash our hands like we've always been taught to do? Why don't we cover our mouths when we cough? If we're sick, stay home. That's simple. Instead, we're turning this into this incredibly scary thing.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Of course, you kind of took that out of context because I did tell people if they, you know, had issues, medical issues and things like that, it was okay for them to be worried. This just made it sound like I said, oh, don't worry about it at all. We're back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. Know the number for that. Missed the first 2 hours? That's some of what you missed. Lots of fun stuff today. And, you know, I guess I shouldn't have said that this is the only guy who agreed with Jerome, because John Weeks, I'm sure, agrees with Jerome, unless this could be a John Weeks burner account.
He probably does.
Yeah. But otherwise, everything you missed available on podcastarena.com.
What's up with your game?
I don't know, man. Something's wrong with this, but I do not have a hockey play for you guys tonight.
Because the game you were going to play on.
Well, no, there's something weird here on the schedule, so I don't know what's going on. But I will have something tomorrow night, so just be patient. But we'll find out what's going on. But, yeah, there's a couple games I kind of like, but the numbers aren't where I want them to be. So patience, my friends, patience.
A couple things to get into, but I want to get Lamont on first. Hey, Lamont, sports.
Hey, man. What's up, man? I just want to hit on this whole all of the colleges and different events being closed down with the coronavirus. And I'm like Fred, man. I think it's hyper emotional or, you know, looking into that direction. But what I did remember is I have a wife that works in education administration for major universities. What's really going on right now? It's a two-part thing. Right now, we're going into allergy season, so a lot of this stuff is blended in. That's one thing, but what's really going on with colleges and also with some of your high-prep schools is international travel, spring break. They're all afraid. It's going to get real wild. It's going to get real wild in the next coming week. With most of the kids going on spring break, going international travel, doing all this type of stuff. And I know there's some countries that are locked down and that you can't fly in, but people are going to still be flying. So that's why all of the freak out is going on. My wife laid it all out to me that it's all about the international travel right now. And it's coming, man.
Stu, the body mentioned pro coronavirus here. Have you seen the price of plane tickets? Yeah, the plane tickets are really cheap. The one thing I would caution you about this international travel is
pro coronavirus.
Well, you know,
horrible person.
But they're canceling a lot of flights. And I saw Ken Hoffman on a flight back from England. He took a picture. He was like the only person on the flight. And David Gow had to wait because
they had to combine two flights.
Yeah, because there's not enough people flying. So just be, you know, if you're if you got business or whatever, you got to do what you got to do. But if it's just a pleasure trip and you're going to go overseas, you might be sure you can get back.
Yeah.
Unless you don't mind staying there for a while, because that's the real issue. And it's a shame, but as people keep, people stop, then oh well.
I didn't get into this yesterday. I want to say it before I forget it, but the guy blocked me, so I don't have full access to all the tweets.
Too bad.
Yeah. But I was complaining about the title fight from Saturday.
Yeah.
And he proceeded to tell me that I don't understand fighting. I don't understand the intricacies of fighting. And I said, well, that's funny, because I've trained for, 10 plus years, and I've fought professionally, but I'm sure there's probably something making you an expert in this. He said, I bet on fighting. I know more than 90% of the fighters out there, because if I don't know it, I don't eat. And I said, imagine just thinking that because you bet on a sport, you have a better understanding of it than those who participate in it. And that's ridiculous. I mean, to say that you understand because you bet on anything. Like, let's say you bet on,
Hockey. I don't play hockey.
Do you know more about hockey than the guys playing the game?
Pretty sure Austin Matthews knows a little more
than
I do.
You think so? Yeah. That's weird. But yeah. Because you bet on hockey.
Yeah.
So you've got to know more than him, right?
No. Don't think so.
Weird how that works. People are morons. I wish that guy wouldn't have blocked me so I could give you the exact play-by-play.
That's too bad.
And then I wanted to get into this is a tricky, slippery slope, because it's a little bit political and it affects the local scene. Because obviously one of the things being affected by coronavirus is oil and gas.
Right. It sucks if you live here, but if the gas prices go down elsewhere...
Right, everybody else is happy.
Of course, nobody's going to be able to travel, so what does it matter?
But it says the White House likely to push federal aid for shale companies hit by coronavirus. Trump confidant and oil billionaire Harold Hamm lost $2 billion yesterday, and he reached out to the administration, but says he didn't make direct contact. And I said, it's funny how socialism's fun once it's played between billionaires. It's all good and fine then, but it's not. And then, of course, there's people here who are affected directly by oil and gas. We're like, well, what about all the families? To which I said, yeah, what about all the families now that are struggling at the poverty line, because politics make it that way? You can't have it both ways, and this is kind of a daily reminder of that. And I hope, I pray, because I am still anti-coronavirus, despite what that last tweeter said.
I'm for.
You are for?
Yeah, I wanted to get it over with.
I'm anti-coronavirus because I worry that it will affect the local economy. I hope it doesn't get to that. I hope that we don't have a bunch of layoffs and things like that. What I also, every time it happens, I say the same thing. And as someone who worked in oil and gas for a little while, in fact, anyone who works in oil and gas knows this is true. There's only two things going on in oil and gas. You're either riding high or it's panic. You're either eating, you're drinking champagne and eating escargot, or it's Spam and bottled water. I mean, there's no in between. It's a really odd situation. You would think, and these billionaires who are like writing billion-dollar checks to their wives in divorce settlements, which we've seen. And in fact, Harold Hamm, there's a picture of the check that he wrote his wife floating around the internet, which is really kind of funny. But you would think that those guys at some point would learn to, kind of build up the coffers to where you could ride out the lows, but they live so high on the highs that the lows turn basically tragic around here, which drives me crazy.
Yeah, in general, I understand the need to keep people employed. I understand that, but I also feel like, it shouldn't be this bad after this short of a time. And, that when the thing is so high, everybody's getting paid, everybody's getting a bunch of money. You know, so I don't know. I'm in general, I'm against government buyouts. I don't think they should have bailed out the banks, because I think that all that did was delay what's going to be an even bigger crash. And I'm really concerned about what's going to happen here over the next, if this ridiculous scare continues. And, you know, we talk about sporting events, but it's not just that. People will quit going to movies. People will quit going to concerts. And businesses are going to, small businesses, big business, everybody's going to suffer. If we wind up with another crash because of this, it's not that far-fetched. I mean, we've already seen the stock market. You know, that thing's in a full-fledged, I mean, it came back a little bit yesterday, but...
But that's another thing that's kind of an overreaction, right?
Because right.
Always remember this. Your stock price, like the price of stock and what your portfolio looks like, doesn't really matter until it's time to take stuff out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like
you're... Just ride it out.
It's not like you're pulling money out of your 401k every single day. I mean...
Of course, if you remember what happened in Peaky Blinders, he didn't write... He wrote it out and he lost everything.
That's true. But what I'm saying is, if you're a 30, 40-something-year-old man and you're freaking out about the ups and downs of your 401k, you're basically... As Fred would tell me, it's early yet.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, there's no point in even worrying about it.
Our 401k stuff, I don't even worry about. Now, a lot of our other investments, you know, the wife's pretty smart about this. She decided, hey, let's get out of some of this stuff and buy some land and build a house on some land and put some money into that, because she was pretty convinced we had another crash coming. Now, not all of it. We left some in there, but... But we don't have nearly the money we used to in there, because that was her decision. So, anyway. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And our buddy Koo's going to come in and tell you about a big comedy show he's got coming up next segment. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Joining us is a longtime friend of the show. Got a big comedy show coming up. Our buddy Koo.
Yes, sir. What's up? What's going on, fellas?
Are you... Pro coronavirus or anti coronavirus?
I'm actually anti coronavirus, but I'm actually happy that I'm immune to that. I just found that it doesn't affect Africans, so I'm African. So,
what the hell does that mean?
No black person's got coronavirus yet, so it's like zero so far. I'm keeping count of this. Black people knows exactly what I'm talking about. I'm keeping count of this coronavirus hits. It's all Asians and white people so far.
Really? At first, I heard it wasn't white people.
Oh, white people got it too now.
Yeah, now we've got it. I'm just saying it's coming. It's coming for you, too.
It's not coming. Look, I'm going to tell you why. Because it hit Nigeria. They have their first two cases in Nigeria, and it was two Italian guys that brought it. And nobody from Nigeria got it. I go, thank you, God. God is real.
Yeah, serious, man. It's all that.
It's amazing.
The vibranium must keep it away.
trust me, my people don't mess around with diseases. Like, we cured Ebola in a week. When Ebola hit Nigeria, we cured it in a week, because no Nigerian wants to be out of a job. He's like, I must cure this disease today. This disease will not kill me and my family. I need this money, so he will cure it.
It's a wise decision.
Tell you, it's going to happen. If it ever hits Nigeria hard, we're curing that in a week. Guarantee you. Mark my word down.
Well... Why don't you cure it for the rest of us so we can get back to our sports? Yeah, I mean, it's great that your guys are going to live. But, you know, kind of like to go to my sporting events.
What about the rest of us?
Man, I can't help you guys, man. I don't know why. It just sucks being white right now. I don't know what to tell you, man. You're going to be a whole bunch of black people in sporting events from now on. Everybody's just going to be like, yeah, tickets going to be like $5. It's going to be great, man. It's going to be great for black people. It's great. Great. Coronavirus is the best happen to black people. We're like, yes, finally some disease that doesn't affect us. Black people got diabetes. White people got coronavirus.
No, we've got diabetes too.
White people have diabetes too.
I don't know. No white guy has diabetes. I'm sorry.
Hello.
You're diabetic?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You look amazing.
I don't have the bad one. I have like the type one.
You don't have the need that you shoot between. I have the one like that heroin.
If I were actually right. No, I just have to take pills, and if I were to actually lose 30 pounds, it would go away.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. But, interested.
Yeah.
That's the good kind of
thing. So you might get diabetes, you're diabetic, and you might get coronavirus. That's not good, man.
That sucks. Oh, no, I won't get coronavirus. I'm already immune
he's
to that.
He's convinced he's not getting coronavirus.
You're not kidding because you're Canadian or something? Like, yeah,
he's just praying it away.
Oh, your wife is Canadian.
Well, yeah. Jesus told me I would be fine.
Jesus.
And little baby Jesus came to me in my dream and said, you will not get coronavirus.
That's crazy. Man. But you know what I feel bad for? People with the last name Corona. Oh, my God.
Yeah. White people don't have that last name.
Right? It's the Spanish people that have that name. Because I'm telling you, Corona is like the worst name for somebody now. Because once you say, oh, my last name is Corona, like, oh, like the virus. Like, yeah, like the virus. Like, it's bad. I feel bad for being the last name Corona. I really do.
One good thing is there never will be a Fowler virus.
That's true.
So I'm safe on that.
No Fowler virus.
Or even a Fred virus. I think I'm in pretty good shape with that.
Yeah, right. So. I feel bad for Corona Beer Company, too. They lost a lot of business, apparently, too. There's like nobody wants to drink Corona because apparently
they'll be fine.
They don't have the virus. I'm like, people that think they need to get the coronavirus today. I really you should get that because you're that
they'll
stupid.
Be okay.
Like, I can't believe you think that a beer will give you coronavirus. It's insane. Well,
people are dumb. You know that.
It's crazy. It's crazy how people think that's how it works. That's not how it works.
Well, I'm no doctor. I don't know how it works, to be honest.
you're so confused.
Yeah.
I thought it started with the bat, right? It was the bat. People
something
eat bats
like that.
In China or something. That's what happened.
Yeah, I didn't really pay attention to how I started. I just saw one day, the world's going to end. This Wuhan virus, and then it became coronavirus, and then it became COVID-19, and now it's the plague of the century. But apparently,
it's a flu. It's just the flu. Wash your hands, you dirty people. Well,
apparently, you're safe because black people are safe.
Hey,
you're gonna just dismiss the whole thing.
Hey, it's proved to me that we are God's people, man. God's looking out for us, man. This is great, man. I just can't. It's a good time to be black right now. I love it. I love it. Love, love, love it. Keeping the count. I'm watching this count.
Well, we've had a pretty good run, so.
Listen, we had things for good for a while.
I tell you what, I'm a comedian, so I go to a lot of bar gigs. I've never seen a line of guys trying to wash their hands. It's insane. It looks like a food stamp line now.
Good.
They got like 30 guys just waiting in line. I'm like, you trying to use the bathroom? No, I'm just trying to wash my hands. I'm like, oh my, it's like a line of guys in there. It's crazy. I was like, you took that for you to wash your hands?
I didn't think comedians wash their hands.
What?
Just the one.
What
just
does that
the
even
ones,
mean?
The ones not worried about coronavirus, don't.
Oh, but let me just go. I thought comedians didn't wash their hands. I don't need to wash my hands. I'm good. I'm protected.
You're protected.
I'm protected by the man above. He's looking out for me.
Oh, that's the worst thing you can think. It's the worst thing you can think.
Yeah, I'm sure all those old people in Seattle were thinking the same thing. Oh, God's going to keep me around for a few more years.
Yeah, but it's old people. It's like they're immune. It's old people and people with low immune system,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. That's pretty much. I don't qualify for neither one of them. I've got a phenomenal immune system.
Good for you.
But I'm black, so I'm 38, but I feel like I'm 100, though, but you're welcome. I look amazing. So you can never tell with black people's age. You can't ever tell.
No, that's
you
true.
You look amazing. I could be 100. You wouldn't even know. You could even tell. It's like, God, who looks amazing? You won't even know.
If someone told you that?
That I look amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
I've never thought that about you.
Come on. Come on. Come on, AJ. Come on.
Yeah, well, when you said 38, I'm like, what? Doesn't look that young.
What? I look amazing. I look like I have a face of an angel. Are you kidding me?
Tell people about the show you got coming up.
So I got a show at the Secret Group this Friday, 8 o'clock. Tickets are going fast, guys. So I need you, Houston, to show up for the show. It's insane. I got a lot of funny people on the show. Got me, my man Mike Rayo, got my boy Charles Justice, and got Carlos DeLauren on the show as well. I'm doing like an hour on stage, guys. Come see me. I travel all over the country. Tickets are selling fast. Go to www.thesecretgroup.htx.com. Get your tickets right now.
Yeah, that's right down the road for me. So,
come on, Fred. Come on through, man. You know you got I got tickets for you for free. Come on.
We'll see. I don't know what I have going on Friday night yet.
No coronavirus allowed, by the way, so you're fine. This show is no coronavirus free show.
Checking it at the door.
Leave that at the door.
Leave it with your coat.
Don't bring it in here. Leave it at the door.
All right, so and tell people how they can follow you on social media and keep up with you that way.
All right, so my Twitter account is looking really bad, guys. Look, follow me at whoiscrazy81 at Twitter. whoiscrazy81 Twitter. For Facebook, it's first name KU, last name EGENTI. I'm on every social media stuff. I'm on Facebook. Excuse me, Instagram, blackpeoplemeet.com, all that good stuff. Meet me on there. Yeah, I'm a single black guy. Come on. No corona in my system, so come on, ladies.
That's good.
Mess with your boy.
And he really thinks he's good looking, so come see his show Friday and decide for yourself.
You decide for yourself.
Yep. Friday, 8 o'clock, Secret Group.
All right,
get your tickets.
Thanks for coming in, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, I have to tell you about, hey, you know what? I don't care if people get to go to these games or not. I as long as they play them, because I'm going to bet them on my bookie. And now that March has arrived, it's time. It's the best place. You can cash in on all the games, no matter who's there. Live betting on every game, so if you miss the start, that's great. All those hockey bets, that's where I make them, my bookie. And you can bet on anything, including the Democratic nomination, the presidential election. Who doesn't want to get in on all that? They cater to all players, whether you research each matchup or you're just filling out your bracket based on whatever. My bookie has something for you, and you can join now and start winning big today. And the other thing I like about my bookie, if you get hosed around on a payout on another site, well, my bookie pays fast when you win. Decades of experience, great customer service, hassle-free transactions. Why would you bet anywhere else? Visit mybookie.ag and use promo code 975. They'll give you a 50% deposit bonus. That's promo code 975. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at mybookie.ag.
No one not regular, ooh. No one not regular. No one not regular, ooh. We're no regular, ooh. We're no regular, ooh. We're no regular, ooh. No one not.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And I just say one more thing about the stock market before we move on to other things. Now's the time to buy if you have extra money. You always always buy when it's crashed like this, and go along with it. That's what rich people do. And you know, that a lot of the stocks that we dumped, we'll go back and pick up again.
Yeah,
you know, and then just ride them out long. 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And to finish your point, you were talking about with these bailouts. If that money was going to people who were getting laid off or to keep jobs, then I'd be all right for it. But if it's going to...
It's just
going to
go to the billionaires.
If it's going to go to a CEO so he can keep his private plane...
Oh, excuse me.
Then, slipped. You know, that's part of the things that need to be fixed. That's all. But, you know, that's America. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, I have some good news for small penises.
I don't know who you're talking to.
Well, talking to not me.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's actually a new dating site for men with small penises.
Oh, good.
To help you find your perfect match. It's called Dinky One.
Oh, okay.
Its aim is to help guys who are less endowed find a match.
Is there a limit?
Well, the problem is it's over in the UK, but...
Of course.
Apparently, the average UK penis size is 5.1 inches.
Okay.
And can vary to 7 inches. Okay. Doesn't that sound a little small?
I mean, the 5 does, but I guess that's...
7's about, yeah.
I feel like that's kind of average.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. That's the average size.
Okay.
But now the guys who aren't average can go on the app. And many young men now think that you need a 12-inch penis to satisfy your partner.
I don't think that's true. No.
Well, I don't know. It says, this is simply not the case in our dating site. Is here to normalize the situation. They launched with 27,762 people, 27% women, 71% men, 2% transgender. And they can choose from 24 gender identities, including non-binary or androgynous. There's 24 gender identities?
Jeez.
Yeah, I like to consider myself a fairly enlightened and accepting person, but 29? The hell?
Yeah.
I mean, do we really need that many?
He, her, his, she's, hers, she's.
Well, anyway, that site now exists for you. I assume it'll be over here at some point. It's called Dinky One. And for those of you who are dinky.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dink it up.
Yeah.
Buttercup.
Exactly. Oh, boy. 713-780-3776. So any college basketball tournament that you were looking for the most that involves the teams around here that people care about?
No.
So yeah, you don't really, Big 12 doesn't matter to
the,
you?
I think the Big 12 is damn near decided. It's either Kansas or Baylor. They're the only teams I could reasonably see winning. I think UH is probably going to win the American Conference. So I don't know how much there is to talk about. The favorites should roll around here.
What about, I guess. Say, does LSU have any shot in the SEC?
No.
Aggie has no shot.
You know what? Aggie scares me because they're playing their best ball of the season. They've won 5 out of 7 going into the tournament.
Got a hell of a coach.
Yeah. They play Mizzou on Thursday. I expect them to beat Mizzou. If they do, they would play Auburn on Friday. They just beat Auburn.
At Auburn.
Yeah. If they win that, they would play on Saturday, most likely against LSU, which is a very winnable game at this point. The only reason they weren't in the game against LSU the first time is because they couldn't make free throws to save their lives. And then Sunday, they would probably play Kentucky, would be my guess. I don't know that A&M can win this thing, but they can put a scare in somebody.
That'd be kind of fun.
They could also have a game where they just show up and they can't make a shot because that's what they are. They're a bad shooting team. But they've worked their way from 353rd in three-pointers to like 337th or something. So they're not dead last anymore, so that's good. Still got a long way to go. Still got a long way to go. But they're playing well. It wouldn't shock me if they have a good run.
Space Ghost says the women on that site look so damn fake. I wouldn't be shocked. Do you ever watch the commercials for those things? The women on there are all like tens. They don't need dating sites to be getting guys. And then the guys all look, pretty good. That's not realistic. The guys are all going to look like me, and the women are all going to be frumpy, pretty much. Wasn't it Ashley Madison that was making up profiles?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Because they needed to keep the number of women on there. Like, they had to have enough female profiles to keep men interested.
Yeah, it was some astronomical, like 86% were all just like fake bot accounts.
Yeah.
Old fake bot is better than old nothing.
That's true.
Just at this stage, I'd take fake bot. I don't know. I don't know. I've never gone bot.
Once you go bot, you never go back.
Oh, man. A lot of people having fun with the 29 genders. I got nothing. I only pass on the information. I don't, I have no comment on any of that per se, as it were. Hey, I've got a couple of, TV updates for you. So, I finished The Outsider. I can't recommend it at all.
Okay.
It just, the last episode was good, but it's 10 episodes long and there were 3 good episodes. It was disappointing because I'm a big Stephen King guy. If you're not watching that Avenue 5, that's hilarious. It's a comedy, but it's kind of got a little Douglas Adams feel to it, who I love Douglas Adams. Of course, he's dead, but it's got that kind of feel to it. But some news from The Boys.
Okay.
There will be a new member of the 7. I'm guessing to replace...
The guy who got the dynamite
show. Yeah, that was... Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, boom. Are you familiar with Aya Cash? She's in You're the Worst.
No.
She is going to debut as the newest member of the 7 as Stormfront.
Okay.
And apparently, according to Anthony Starr, she's the grenade that gets thrown into Homelander's world and the world of the 7. She really causes me so many problems. So I'm wondering if that's not the new semi-love interest for Homelander. Or...
She hot?
Nice body. Face is kind of, not bad. I mean, actress face, but not like, oh, wow. But I think Stormfront is like a nuclear bomb that goes off in the 7. maybe nuclear bomb isn't the right word. We're in Chernobyl. There you go. It's a Chernobyl thing. Meaning if everything feels at ease, it's just because we're in the eye of, well, I think she's here to blow up Voight. She's here to try to get Voight back to the original idea behind creating superheroes. And she can be quite the feminist. There's a lot of, I wouldn't say misdirect, but she's also a very empowered woman. It's all from Anthony Starr, who plays Homelander, who will always be the sheriff from Banshee to me. But
same,
you know, it's so funny too, because in both Banshee and in The Boys, he's got this American voice. Have you ever heard him interviewed? He's as Australian as they come.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious to hear him talk, because it's like, if you don't see him, you don't realize it's the same guy. But, yeah, so looking forward to that. I really am.
When's season two come out?
It's done, and they're out kind of pushing it now, so I think this summer is what we're looking at.
Okay.
I haven't seen an actual release date. Aaron, have you seen a release date for that?
I have not, but I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. Because I thought it was supposed to be either April or June, but I could be wrong. Either way, I am totally down with that. That thing is getting binge watched the night it drops. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. And you know what? I have a pretty good Hey Man Bleep That. It was going to be my Hey Man Bleep That last week. And then something else came up that I was happy with.
Okay.
So I didn't use it all week long. It was kind of in the, you know, it was kind of in the queue. Never got to it. So that's going to be my Hey Man Bleep That.
I've been saving mine since yesterday.
Mid-2020, so summertime probably.
Okay, so you know what? June is kind of mid-2020, so I'm going to stick with that. I'm sure they'll give us a release date soon, since they're all out promoting the hell out of it right now. All right, quick break. Just one last segment to go. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Last segment, man. Another one that's flown by. All right, this is where we do a little Hey Man Bleep That. Hoffman, you want to go first?
Yeah.
Give you a little room here.
Some people have a side hustle. You know, there's some people who will donate plasma. You know, there's some people who, I mean, just get they drive an Uber. Maybe you're delivering food or something like that. How about this one? You can get paid $4,500 to be infected with coronavirus.
Okay.
96.6% of people haven't died from coronavirus. It's only got only a 3.4% fatality rate. But if you survive, you get $4,500. And $4,500 today, I mean, it'll go a long ways. I mean, you could buy a nice cruise. You can buy travel across the country to Italy, across the world to Italy, all kinds of stuff.
China, you can go to Wuhan.
Yeah. You can get paid to be infected with coronavirus. The British company Vivo, which describes itself as an industry-leading service provider in viral challenge studies, is offering $4,500 to volunteers to catch the deadly respiratory disease. They'll be intentionally infected and then live in quarantine for 2 weeks. They'll not be able to exercise or have physical contact with other people. Their diet will also be highly regimented. And give them a fighting chance at surviving, they'll be infected with the less aggressive strain of coronavirus. So 60% of the human population will get infected with COVID-19, so you might as well get paid for it if that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I want to get it out of the way. And
is it, you think it's like chicken pox? Once you get it, it's gone?
Well, yeah.
Or you just die?
And not being around people for 2 weeks isn't the worst thing in the world. Yeah, I'd do that. I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would not.
I would do it for half that.
$4,500. It's funny, the stuff that you'll you'll do from, like, I talk about, oh, I'd do this. You talk about, I wouldn't leave this job for less than $2 million. I'm like, I don't know, $1 million is pretty good. And you're like, no, no way. Now you're going to get a potentially deathly disease for $2,000.
If I'm going to get it anyway. I mean, that's what you're telling me. We're all going to get it. I'd rather get it out of the way now, be done with it, and then move on with my life and make fun of the rest of you who worried about it for the next 6 months.
To that I say, hey, man, that.
All right. This one is every now and then I'm right about something. You know, I always say that people who drive like Mercedes and Lexus and Audis are real dickweed drivers, right? Well, now there's a study that kind of backs me up.
David Gow drives an Audi.
Not all of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but just because I actually know a couple people in Mercedes who are friendly drivers. Okay. No problem. But in general, well, a Journal of Transport and Health did some research, and they found that in general, about 28% of drivers yield to pedestrians in a crosswalk, which, okay, that's a real problem. But the cost of the car was a significant predictor, with the likelihood of a driver yielding going down 3% for every $1,000 increase in the value of the vehicle.
Makes sense.
So basically, the richer you are, the more likely you are to just run over a pedestrian. And they say it's because of a sense of entitlement and narcissism. And that people with higher socioeconomic status often struggle with empathy. And they're narcissistic. So I kind of feel a little bit vindicated by saying that all these years that people in Mercedes were out to get me. And that is why I say, hey, man, fuck that. All right.
I was watching the XFL game on Sunday night, LA Wildcats, Tampa Bay Vipers. Reggie Howard makes a great defensive play, comes up with the ball. They go over to the sideline. He and his teammates are all hyped. They're having fun. Great. Well, everybody knows now, 5 weeks in, that they're going to get somebody who made a big play on camera to do an interview. The sideline reporter walks over to him and she says, keep in mind, we're on TV. Please don't swear, but I want to get what was going through your mind on that play. And he proceeds to drop, I think, every swear word in the world. Luckily, it all got dumped because of a producer that was smart. But he knows he's on TV. He knows it's not going to go out over air anyways, but decided to act like an idiot and make her look bad at her job because he doesn't want to keep his mouth shut or, you know, keep it PG-13 for TV. For that, hey, man, f*** that.
I hate that you can't cuss on TV.
Yeah, it sounds like kind of a pro-producer, hey, man, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm okay with that. If you could swear in it, fine. If it was on HBO, cool. Let it rip. But you know you're on national TV, and she specifically asked you for her job, hey, maybe don't swear here, and he went and did it anyways. And then all his teammates went and jumped on his back and all started swearing, too. But,
you know, maybe it's on her for asking. If she hadn't said anything, he probably wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, that's true. So like if you tell a kid not to do something.
I don't think so.
And it was probably the producer in her ear saying, hey, make sure you tell him not to cuss. Yep. So I'm going to turn this one around on you, Aaron. I blame the producer and her. How about that?
Okay, I will never ask any guest we ever have on ever not to swear again. I'll just say, you know what? Go with it.
Go for it. Live your life.
Yeah, but when have you ever done that? I mean, when have you had to do that?
I have when we've had other comedians and stuff come in here before they walk in with you guys, if I meet them before you do.
Okay. How many comedians have we actually done? I mean,
oh, we've had a few.
Craig Gass, when was the last time we had Craig on?
I don't know. Last time he was in Houston.
I guess last time when Seattle was in town for something.
Yeah. He's scared coronavirus.
Yeah, everybody is.
Plus, he lives in Washington. I don't want him here.
Yeah, don't bring it down.
Sorry. Yeah. My in-laws, sorry, guys. Y'all are on your own.
I don't know, man.
Don't bring that nonsense here.
Write me the check, Vivo. I'm in. I need 2 weeks off. And not a bad 2 weeks to take off. I'll just sit here and watch a tournament. We're talking off air. There's day basketball every day through April now. There's a lot worse times to be out.
That's true.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Good job, Aaron. Good job, AJ.
And it's not like you can get fired for having coronavirus. I mean, you don't have to tell your boss that you got it intentionally.
You know, I would just, I have some vacation time coming. I just take that. I haven't taken any vacation since God knows when.
You're
going
to use your vacation time on coronavirus?
Oh, yeah. Sounds
horrible.
I'll be making some money. I'll be helping them come up with a cure. And what's going to happen is they're going to inject me with it. And it's not going to take because I'm impervious to it. And then they're going to take my blood And they're going to say, okay, we're going to use this to make an antivirus, and we're going to pay you jillions of dollars for it. See, this? It's an investment.
They probably
in
make you sign away those rights.
Oh, no, I'm not signing away those rights. Uh-uh. They're paying me. I saw that Law & Order episode where they did that to those guys over a cancer treatment. That ain't happening. All right. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.